All right, let's go to Simon Marks in Washington. And Simon, we heard there for calls for those who traveled over Thanksgiving to now quarantine themselves for a period of time. Well, most ignored the advice the first time round. Do you see them heeding this piece of advice?
Absolutely not, Jill. I mean, there is no indication that anyone in the United States that I've encountered has any plans to quarantine or self-isolate after this Thanksgiving travel, regardless of the guidelines. And that's because they are only guidelines, even though the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta has described them as strong recommendations. There are no meaningful enforcement mechanisms in any of the states that are requiring quarantine from travelers who are returning from Thanksgiving travel or any other travel for that matter. I mean, here in Washington, D.C., notionally, if you've been off to more than 30 individual states and you're returning to the city, you're supposed to self-isolate. But that's not happening on any meaningful scale. And once again, we're witnessing a major holiday in the United States fueling this fresh wave of COVID-19. First, it was spring break back in late March when thousands of teenagers descended on Florida and seaside resorts in Mexico. Then it was the July 4th holiday. Then it was Labor Day earlier in the summer. Now, as we begin to approach winter, the Thanksgiving holiday, with every single one of these holiday weekends, there's a massive uptick in COVID-19 infections. And regardless of the warnings from Dr. Fauci and the other public health officials, in the absence of meaningful enforcement and also in the absence of any kind of national leadership on the issue, it's still left up to each of America's 50 individual states to regulate these recommendations. There's no indication that the vast majority of returning travelers are going to self-isolate at all.
And Simon, certainly a vaccine, you know, becoming available soon as the holiday season approaches would be good news. And what's the latest you have for us on that front?
Well, the very latest is that headline that we brought you just before the headlines at 1:30 the hour. Moderna saying that they are now ready to apply for emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration for their vaccine. They say they will simultaneously apply for permission to use it in the European Union as well. They say that it could be in the hands of doctors and healthcare professionals to administer at least to frontline workers and the needy by December the 21st here in the United States. The Pfizer vaccine is being pre-positioned. It has already started to be shipped. Pfizer has confirmed that some flights from Belgium have started to move quantities of the vaccine, even though it's not yet officially authorized for use, but will be very soon. We heard last week that United Airlines here in the United States is also being dragooned by the federal government into the pre-positioning of vaccine. So every indication that the US at least is on track to start vaccinating some people within the next few weeks. The target, 10 million Americans, the government says, could be vaccinated before the end of the year. But of course, that's just a start. It's going to take many, many months for sufficient quantities of the vaccines, plural, to be distributed and then to be jabbed into the arms of people all over the United States and, of course, people all over the rest of the world as well.
Very many thanks for that update there. Simon Marks there, speaking to us from Washington.